Amy. Are you ready? You tuned up? All right. Let's do Didn't Know a Damn Thing from Holler from 2018, your solo album. It's a particularly salient song. Lots going on about. You know what? We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it after. You get in there.
Back in Georgia, didn't know a damn thing about Alabama. I didn't know a damn thing about South Dakota. I didn't know a damn thing about Orlando. I didn't know a damn thing. Bodies were hanging, bodies were burning, and my mama and daddy, they I was rocking the cradle while in that fertile black belt. They were taking the blows, every toe in that liberty bell. I didn't know a damn thing. I didn't know a damn thing. Rolling around in the country squire, westbound, no seatbelts, just family ties. Looking up and down Rushmore and the white man's great relief. Never leaving the good guys, the big commander and thief. Bodies were freezing, bullets were flying. And all these years, Indians been dying. I was back in the school bus, I was reading my history, but it didn't say nothing about what was right in front of me. I didn't know a damn thing. Didn't know a damn thing. Didn't know a damn thing.
We are so lucky. Man, okay, so Tell us about that song, what it's about. Let's get into it.
Well, I had a professor in college at Emory for this African American literature course that just, she changed my life because it wasn't the books that she was, it was the books, but it was also like, she kept referring to, there were still lynchings going on, and this was in 85, and she would talk about the Atlanta child murders, and I was like, I have no idea what she's, like, all this stuff that happened when Emily and I were, like, just finishing high school and starting college and in Atlanta, and Tony K. Bambara had written a book called These Bones About My Child, and I went back and read it, and I was like, wow, I really, like, and I was reading, like, a series of really incredible books about the civil rights movement, and I was just like, this was, like, right when I was born, right when I was going through elementary school, right when I was going through high school, and I was like, thinking about how you're sheltered from all this stuff, and now with being told not to teach certain things, and just thinking about like even, it's like things just stood still and we never got anywhere because now we're not teaching the stuff that we need in the South, I mean, that we need to be teaching, you know, to the kids. And I have to say, you know, I've counted on some of my teachers that would tell me outside of class what was going on, you know, like my history teachers that would be like, well, you know, this is what we're learning in the books, but here's something else for you to think about. Because I was very, like, obstinate, and, like, I know everything. But I didn't, I mean, I had, you know, Reagan bumper sticker on my Camaro.
Oh, no! Not Reagan!
Yeah. For, like, you know, it was a brief moment.
It's the sad, they do that to us, you know, they taught us the wrong history, like, Lost Cause, like, we...
It was a nice car.
I mean, yeah, Reagan was...
Bumper sticker came with it.
Probably did.
Then I ripped it off.
I know you still live in the South. You've told me you're never going to leave.
Never going to leave.
How has your Southern identity, like, influenced your songwriting over the years?
Well, I mean, a song like that, you know, is about wrestling with having to learn things again and again and again and again and try to become... like the person I want to be as a Southerner, you know. But then I'm so influenced by Southern rock, so it is in that arena that I write quarterly, you know, and then I tried to put a bridge in there that had like a little bit of a uplift of bringing some, I mean, on the record it's got horns and, you know, I think the producer's here, Brian Spicer, the producer of this record. It's informed by Southern rock, but the lyrics are the left wing of Southern rock, you know, and I'm never going to be able to get the redneck out of me in that way. But, you know,
you're the
redneck wants to talk about other things now.
Yeah. You're the best of the, like, it's a good redneck. Like, that's, yeah. Good job, Brian. It's a very Southern song. Not that you need to, yeah, you get it.